Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, everybody? This is Monday. Well, for some people who's calling in, my buddy is calling in. I'm about to introduce him in a second. It is Monday, January 4th, 2016. Big day for a lot of TV shows, or a big week for a lot of TV shows. This is Smirnoff Live with special guest CJ. I am Rob Smirnoff-Puzzle, and on the line right now, we have Mr. C.J. Glickman from Glickman and Markinson Productions.
Well, hey, happy New Year's. It was a kind of a tame New Year's Eve for me. I decided last minute to have at least one drink. Didn't get loaded because, you know, one drink on my body type is nothing because I'm a big guy. I made it fancy, though. And then, you know.
Yeah.
But, I can't drink more than normal because, well, it's not healthy. But, you commented on a status of mine because I'm watching a movie called Unfinished Business. I didn't know it would be this funny or this interesting with Vince Vaughn. It's about a businessman who decided to start his own company, just a lot of things, and they ended up in Europe. And there's nudity in this movie, lots of chicks and dicks. But one thing this woman, this German woman said, she called him a pilgrim. Because, you know, it just seems like it's 2016 right now. It's 2016. We're 3 days into the new year. This year we're going to have a Playboy with no fucking nudity. Think about that.
Yeah, no Playboy with nudity, the presidential election.
TV's good. It's weird. You know, TV, yeah, they're putting out great product. I can't wait. I got my CBS All Access I'm paying for every month, which I'll be honest with you, they charge way too much. I'm sorry, they're still not where they should be. Technology-wise, but their company is in shambles anyway, CBS, Viacom. Their company is kind of the head of the company. He's kind of a vegetable right now, an old fuck who's dying, and people are trying to take his spot. So you can understand that they're kind of dropping the ball in places.
Yes.
And apparently them and Paramount and CBS are suing a fan film. Congratulations. We're now at the point to where fan films get sued.
That's sad.
I know. Because it's a Star Trek and because they're doing a new Star Trek show and, you know, they got their panties in a bunch. Whatever. Fuck that. It's just, you know, it's a very weird situation in the pussification of America. Yeah, I'm using bad language. Fuck it. I don't care.
No, not to interrupt you. I was going to say that, you know, this is a rated R show, man. You can say whatever you want.
I did a rated R show New Year's Eve. I did another show on my feed.
You did my show.
I did your show, and then I did my own show right before midnight. So it hit midnight when the show. I got to say Happy New Year's right at midnight. I've done New Year's shows before back in the day, but here's the deal, dude. We're in a very bipolar country. One minute we're told accept fat acceptance. The next minute, if you're a male in this country and you're fat, you're shamed. But, oh, heaven forbid you criticize a woman on her body. Heaven forbid.
I'm not fat. I'm big bone, or I'm fit.
I'm curvy. I'm curvy. But I'm so sick and tired of it. I'm so sick and tired of seeing these fat girls on fucking Facebook being told they're fucking hot. And I'm looking at them. I'm like, I used to be you guys, but I took the red pill. I see past the matrix. I know the universe we're in, you're all in. Most of you are in this fucking matrix where you guys just fucking simp up and you're pussies. Because you're like, oh, I can't live without the women. I can't. Fuck you. Grow a pair. Take a red pill. Stop fucking simping, guys. Stop it. It's 2016. You realize Japanese guys are not even having sex right now. They're going through a fucking population decrease right now in Japan because of that. Because Japanese guys don't want anything to do with these fucking women. Think about that, dude.
Well, yeah, because, I mean, my good buddy, I'm talking about the one I got on good terms with again.
Yeah. Oh, good.
He's going through what we like to call a pussy drought. And he's kind of like, you know, mind on money, money on my mind type of thing, trying to get him a house and everything. And, you know, I got that new gig I told you about.
I'm in the same thing. I want to build my company, and I'm not going to be some dumbass, because there's some dumbasses out there that bust their ass, build their company, and then get married. It's like, you're fucking stupid. You're giving away half your shit. And don't tell me, oh, prenups don't mean shit anymore, okay? And you still got to give her a piece of the action.
We're definitely in the days of pussification of America. It looks
it's
like.
Not, and it's like, it's like, one minute you got these religious retard fucks who, I'm sorry, I know there are some people that believe in God. I know you believe in God. I'm not throwing you into this. I'm not. My business partner, he believes in God. He believes there's a creator. I'm sorry. But if you have to live your life based on a fucking deity in 2016, you have mental issues. I'm sorry. Okay, if there is a creator, if there's a nuptic creator who made a virgin pregnant, who crapped out a baby in her fucking virgin pussy, maybe, just maybe, he gave us free will. That's what I've been told. But and then you have the people protesting, let them faggots get, fuck you. How are two dudes getting married, or two chicks, well, chicks that they're hot, they're lipstick lesbians, and that's hot to watch them go at it. But how is two dudes who want to live with each other or get married, how does that affect your fucking marriage? I'm just like.
Hey, you know something that's kind of funny, but not to interrupt you, just change the. Had to change the subject or anything, but I'm part of this group on Facebook called Black and Single in the DFW here in Dallas. And I swear, the last couple of days, I've seen these women post themselves, and it's like they look like men. And then I was like, what's
dude,
with this
I'm
group?
Telling you, and I've been saying this, and this might come off as racist, but black guys will fuck anything. I swear to God, I know maybe that's a stereotype. I know the black friends I have now in some of the groups I'm in, they're not like that. But there are black guys who will fuck anything. And I'm looking at it, I'm like, wait a minute, dude. It's got to be because you're bad. It's got to be because you're broke. You got to be in this situation with this fucking disgusting bitch and we gotta treat women one hand, we gotta treat women like they're fucking delicate flowers. But if we do, we're male chauvinist pigs. Make up your fucking mind, bipolar America. Oh, and the Star Wars, I haven't seen a new Star Wars movie. I'm kind of Star Wars out anyways from all the fucking Star Wars shit. Oh, this isn't a Disney princess. She doesn't need your help. It's like, okay. Okay, so we're in this situation now where we make women with no faults in movies. That's where we're at now. We make movies with women that have no flaws and are action fucking heroes. They're all fucking Wonder Woman.
They can make another Star Wars movie that absolutely sucks. They can get the worst writers, the worst producer, the worst director, and people will still flock to go see it because it's got the label Star Wars on it.
Yeah, it's a known. Even the fucking creator of Star Wars says he's not into it. He said the fans will like it. But he said straight up, yeah, I sold Star Wars. I made $4 billion. You know, he wants to make experimental and art films now. He keeps been saying it. And that made me think. I'm like, you know, I want to make little films too. You know, hey, I want to make movies. I want to make stuff that people want to see. But there are some things I just want to make for just like artistic, you know, douchebaggery. That's because I've heard that term, artistic douchebaggery. I feel like a fraud at times when if I do that. I feel like I want to make this art film, you know, and I feel like talking like this. I want to make this art film about blah, blah, blah. But there are some ideas I have to do an art film, you know, little films, little short films I could put on YouTube, you know. You know, either art or experimental, just to be, you know, to expand my horizons, you know?
Yeah, you know, it's the same thing with music because, not to interrupt you, but...
Exactly. I know exactly where you're going with
it. It's the same thing with music, you know, like last year, I think the album of the year for me was my idol from Silverchair, Daniel Johns, who put out an album called Talk. Nothing like he's ever done before. Not the alternative rock, not the orchestral stuff. It was all electronica, R&B, pop. And that's what it was. Some people compared it to a cross of if Robin Thicke and Justin Timberlake had a baby with falsetto.
I think it's a terrific album. I understand where they're coming from. Like, Eminem. I've been supporting Eminem since day one, since he first dropped on MTV. I was 12 years old. I'm 29 now. I've always bought his CDs. Now, granted, I'll download remixes because they're not available to buy. But
right. He
has experimented with his albums, and some people are like, But the point is the guy is evolving as an artist. Every artist goes through it. And, you know, I had somebody who I'm not friends with anymore who has called me an artist before, and I feel like a fraud being called an artist. I'm a craftsman. Do I want to make more artistic things? Do I want to make things to experiment? I have a friend, right? I have a former colleague who is kind of a friend now who is living in Minnesota, and he's chasing his whimsy by experimenting on animation, stop motion, learning the craft. And he's just, and that's the, as in my business, and I'm very low in a totem pole, but I'm still in the business. It counts. You know, you lose your whimsy after a while. You start thinking, okay, is this going to be commercial? You know, the movie I'm going to make is not necessarily commercial. The movie I'm working on right now, the script, the second draft, which needs to be, fixed. But it's not a commercial movie. You know, it's a drama, hopefully, you know, that we're going to market to women. But at the same time, do I want to – am I doing this just for the money? That's what I got to – and I can't. You know, you can't – you know, yeah.
You can't sell yourself short, but at the same time, you know, you gotta make money. You gotta make a living.
Yeah, exactly. So can I do things just for? Hey, if I got a shot to fucking direct a DC movie, of course I want to make sure it's the best DC movie out there. There's a gig, you know. I got offered a gig, one last editing gig. You know, it would actually be making something out of scratch, a lyric video. You know. I'm charged, and I'm doing that for the money. But the point, I also am thinking, the reason why I'm charging that much money, I'm charging, is because I want it to be. I plan on making it one of the best lyric videos out there. I plan on doing that. That's my goal. Yeah, I'm charging. I'm doing it for the money, but I want to make it the best. I want it to be the best.
speaking as a artist myself, you know, musician, singer,
yeah,
vocal,
yeah, and you're
guitarist.
Very and you're very good at it. You're very good at it.
Thank you.
I know if you
well,
have
I mean that one of those last videos, like I did okay on the vocals, but I was I was coming on to a cold, so I went.
Yeah, well, your studio stuff, or if you can call it that, whatever, where you record your studio, I'll call it your studio stuff.
Yeah.
I like your studio stuff. I've never been a live music type of person. Yeah, I've seen some good live stuff from people, but I'm more of a studio type of guy. I'm into like Eminem. I'm not really like I liked Kiss back in the day. Kiss was always doing fucking live shows, recording live shows. It's always live. Sometimes canned audience.
You know, I like live as opposed to studio, depending on the song. And the thing about playing music live,
it's been a long time. You're the actual, you're the artist that's playing the music live, you know? You're the guy that's doing it live. You know, that's a whole different thing because you're enjoying, you know, doing your craft in front of people. My craft, you know, if my craft is done right, which I have gotten to the point to where I think I'm getting it right, because I've never had the opportunity to use it to where I want to use it, my craft is more, you know, as an editor, because I'm an editor, director, and producer, and sometimes writer, which I, like I said, I got a script. My craft as an editor is to hide the edit. Now, We're in a generation now, and I've been a part of this generation, the MTV generation. Now it's the YouTube generation, where you actually see the cuts. Like, I'm watching, you know, if I can watch something and tell you exactly where the cuts are, even if, you know, they're movie Birdman, I can see, if you watch the movie Birdman, they claim there's no cuts, they'll shop and whatnot. No, I can show you the cuts. I know how to do it. You know, on Arrow, I'm like looking at the editing, and I'm like, wow, okay, I know where that cut is right there. I just know it. I can tell you where a cut is. Now, as an editor, people are not supposed to notice the edit.
Well, that's just, you know, years of experience, you know, just like a musician. Like, I can tell when the changes are coming, like that drummer that you saw in the video, we played together before, that's my old drummer. And that was the first time in over 7 years that we ever jammed. And it didn't even seem like it because he's that good of a drummer.
It's a bicycle, man.
It's like
riding a bike for a horse, you know?
He knows where I'm going. I know where he's going. And, you know, my project, whether he's in it or not, I'm damn sure, because I'll have the money at that point with the new gig, I'm going to record an album under the Liquid Damage Control name. And it's not, I don't
use
care.
Studio use studio musician if you need to, you know?
Yeah, I mean, I'll get a drummer. That's not a problem, but
yeah, use a studio musician. My business partner wants to do an album, and he's like, "How do we get a?" I'm like, "You hire studio musicians." Oh, he's like, "Oh, okay."
I can find some young kid that, you know, in their I want to find someone like mid-20s, early 30s that got some experience, and they'll do it for pro bono. Just so that they can have something in their catalog, and they say, "Hey, I drummed on this album," and then
that's gonna be hard to find. I suggest you pay them
because Dallas. The one good thing about Texas and Dallas in particular, there's a dime a dozen musicians. I can pick up a guitar player anywhere because I need a. But my ideal band would be me on guitar and vocals. Find a guitar player that's a lead but can also play keys, you know, whenever the song calls for keyboards and synth and stuff like that. Because my music is kind of intricate, but it's simple, intricate type music. And it's progressive. It's hard rock with a touch of R&B, some neo-soul, some jazz. I like to find somebody that is into the electronica, you know, not necessarily a dubstep per se, but I like to incorporate different stuff.
Yeah, dubstep played out. But I know exactly what you're talking about, you know, that, you know, liquid acid type, you know, it's got that. It's got a little bit of electronic thrown into it, you know, something that you would, you know, not necessarily dub. I know exactly what you're talking about, you know. And
I think people will dig it. I mean, the recordings that you heard on the live video.
I enjoy your studio stuff. And as for the recording, all you need, like, I shot a concert a couple years ago now. It was at a bar, noisy bar. I used three cameras, three camera people, all three of us, it was our own cameras. I used the source audio from the guy with the most expensive, better camera. You know, he also had better color on his camera with the footage. I used his source audio. It was, you know, you can get people to record for you, you know.
Yeah, I plan on going back to that open mic, and I'm probably going to try to take my amp, you know, with my back problems. Hopefully it won't kill my back trying to haul that son of a bitch up, you know, up and down the stairs. But I plan on recording because I didn't have my amp. I just took my guitar. But if I take my amp, then you'll really hear what the music sounds like. I'm going to try to get a bass player there that I know that he's kind of unofficially part of the group, but you know, he did the recording for our two song demo.
He's a session musician. That's what he is. You know,
yeah,
he's not officially part of the band. Yeah, you know.
Go ahead.
I was gonna say back to where we were talking about in the beginning and what my status was about. You know, we're in a very weird thing. You know, there were times when I was younger I wasn't so uptight, and then I became a little uptight. And now as I've gotten older again, I'm getting older, I'm becoming less uptight about certain things. I kind of want to go to Europe. I would love to get a contract with a European studio and make movies in Europe, you know, and send them out here, just make European movies, you know. They're not uptight about sex, they're not, you know, they are kind of uptight about violence, ironically. Here, you know, you can have a PG-13 movie and have a bunch of people killed and show blood. The blood just can't be red, it's got to be black. I mean, you know, we're in a very weird place with art, you know. There's a movie, I'm not going to mention names because I'm friends on Facebook with the producer and editor. I declined to work with them based on the subject matter of the movie. The person who wrote the story my movie is based on, you know, said if I would have worked with them, she would have, you know, taken away the rights of the movie that we're working on because it's a guy. Trauma Studios, it reminded me of a Trauma Studio, a Trauma Entertainment movie. Just the most schlockiest stuff ever. A guy shitting out of his mouth. That's where we are as a society. That's where we are as a society, artistic value. I'm not saying, you know, and then the people complain about Star Wars. I'm like, did you really think it's a movie? Did you really think it's a spectacle? Star Wars is this big budget spectacle. That's what it is. It's a space opera times 10. It's a soap opera, too. George Lucas's version, that is. But,
yeah,
you know,
and
when you're to the point to where you're trying to convince people, and then I see there's people that are interested, and I'm also thinking, are they connected to the movie? Is that why they're interested? When you see them try to say a professionally made movie, that's how they're trying to sell it, a professionally made movie. A professionally made movie, I know the budget was maybe 10 grand or less, shot with no permits in L.A. I'm going to say this. The actresses in it are not attractive. Oh, I'm shallow. I'm sorry. They're not attractive, and they're not even acting campy. You know, there's people that act that are campy. It's so bad, it's good. Like Sharknado is so bad, it's good. You know, just cheesy shit. Okay, I get that. But when you're doing a movie with a guy who shits out of his mouth and then rips women's intestines out, and it looks like crap, no pun intended, like crap, it's like here I am trying to put out something that's substantial, and I can just make a shitty movie. I can just fuck it. I'm 24 again and just make a shitty movie. I've done a shitty movie before. What, you know what I mean? It's just like you're putting your name on a movie like that. It's like, come on, man. Really? A guy who shits out of his mouth. That's where we are now.
That's crazy, man. I mean, it's like
people want to complain. Yeah, not even South Park was funny because it was a commentary on something. This is just a killer who shits out of his mouth. I'm not going to mention the movie, but if people figure it out, people can probably figure it out.
Well, you can tell me offline. I'll be sure to check it out.
It's fucking disgusting. And not, you know me, I love fart humor and shit, but you know. But when you're literally having a guy with an asshole for a mouth, shit out of his mouth and gut women alive with the worst acting you'll ever see, the worst cinematography you'll ever see, and I'm sorry, shitty editing. There I said it.
I saw three movies over the weekend, believe it or not, because you know me, I don't really watch a lot of movies. I watched the Rob Zombie Devil's Reject movie.
That's his best movie, in my opinion.
I've got to say, man, that the storyline was good. The actors and actresses were good.
It was better than the... Because it's a sequel to House of a Thousand Corpses. I think it was superior than House of a Thousand Corpses. I think it's his best movie. I owned a rated, unrated version of that movie. My point is this. It's his best work, and ever since then, he has done nothing but shit.
Well, I haven't kept up with him, but, you know, DDP's in that movie, too.
Yeah.
I know you don't
watch
wrestling anymore, but...
The guy showed restraint. The guy actually showed he's got an artistic eye. You know, and now all of his other movies are just being, it's basically he's become Grindhouse, and it's just shitty movies after shitty movie. The Halloween remakes were okay, but yeah, what was the second movie you watched?
I saw what's his name? It was called Stolen, but the storyline was like your typical storyline. Him and his friend, they were in together trying to steal money, and then he got caught 13 years later, gets out of prison, FBI is on him. The guy kidnaps his daughter, holds her for ransom, and he has to miraculously get all this money, and then the thriller at the end was he stuck the dude in. You want to go for the after party?
Let's keep going.
And he stuts the dude because they thought that the guy was dead, the guy that he was supposed to get the money to, but he actually survived it, and he found a way to manipulate the system as far as his fingerprints with the FBI and the ID. IMB or IBM, IMB, you know what site I'm talking about. They gave it a 2 out of 5 stars. I thought it was an okay movie. It was my friend, I was over at his place at Frisco's, and, you know, he was like, dude, this is kind of corny. And then it was getting real late because I didn't get home until like 5:30. And I was like, you know what, I'm going to go online and I'll have to send you this link where you can watch any movie that's out right now. But I happened to find a good link to it, and I just watched the rest of it, and I was compelled to, well, I've already seen half of this. I want to see what else is going to happen. And then I saw Ted 2.
How was that? Because I've seen the first one. Ted 2 didn't apparently do good at the box office. It didn't do well, as far as I know.
It's basically just I won't spoil it for you, but I'll just say that it was Ted 1 was better, and Ted 2 was okay, but it was the same sappy slapstick punchline jokes that you'll see on Family Guy.
I'll be honest with you. I just like Ted the Bear. I could care less about Mark Wahlberg.
I mean, Mark Wahlberg really made that movie, Ted 2, make it somewhat decent. I mean, I can see why
I prefer the teddy bear, honestly. I have an app where you can do stuff with the teddy bear and stuff. I prefer Ted himself. Honestly, I'd prefer just to see Ted. I can give a shit. And maybe might be Mila Kunis. Maybe he fucks Mila Kunis behind Ted's back or behind Mark Wahlberg's back. I mean, you know, like, I decided, I'm like, fuck it, I have HBO Go. I might as well use it. I went on HBO Go because I have HBO with my cable package. So I'm like, fuck it, I'm going to – they got all of Game of Thrones. I've not seen the show yet. So I'm like, fuck, I might as well get that chance right now. I decide – what?
Have you seen the last Hunger Games movie by chance?
No, I'm not really into the Hunger Games.
That's why it got me into it, man. I needed to see part two, but apparently that didn't do well at the theaters either because,
It didn't do well critically. Have I gotten them spoiled for me because I donated to listen to reviews? Yeah, I have. I know what happened.
I mean, isn't worth my time
Right now, I'm in the movie. I was watching movie Vince Vaughn. You know, he's a hit and miss, but Unfinished Business released last year. Not a bad movie. It's actually pretty funny. You know, the guy who's in it, I think, is Franco's younger brother.
Yeah.
Frank, his younger brother is funny because I've seen a guy play all kinds of characters, and his brother is a funny motherfucker. He's playing a stupid guy in this movie, and he pulls it off really well. I'm like, really like, man, I want to work with this fucking actor. I want to work. Like, when I see stuff now, I'm like, I see young actors and shit, and I'm just like, man, I hope to work with these fuckers one day. I hope. I can't wait till Supergirl comes back. I have my
access. I can't wait.
You know,
we'll probably do a show on that Tuesday or whenever you want to set it up.
Because I got
the next 4 days off. Friday I start the new gig. So
nice. Tomorrow I'm hoping to get some shit done myself. I have a couple projects I got to get started. I'm gonna contact Bernie, see what he's up to with the logo. I'm gonna contact also my last client, see what they're going. I'm gonna contact my business partner and tell him time to get our ass in gear. And then we have something else that we're all three working on, which I sent you the link to. We don't need to talk about it.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Oh, I posted it as it says. Was I supposed to do that?
Yeah, that's okay. But we don't need to talk about it publicly.
Right, of course.
Yeah,
trying to help someone out. That's all.
Yeah. Exactly. Because now Monday, I mean, it's the 4th, kids start going to school at least here around on the 5th, so everything's getting back in business, holidays are over, start of the new year. I'm curious about if there's going to be any WWE firings this part of the year.
Usually after WrestleMania, that's when they do their annual spring cleaning. So, you know, with them losing so much money and the Raw ratings being the way they are, I wouldn't be surprised. I wouldn't be surprised at all.
I mean, I'm hearing that guy, what's that guy, Barrett? He's injuring himself?
Yeah, he's in limited capacity. He's been doing the, they call it live shows, but it's a house show. He's been doing the house show circuit with and six-man tags, and he hasn't really been doing anything. But
I thought that guy had real potential in the beginning, man, you know?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I was looking forward to him being the first British world champion. Not that I'm British or anything, but the guy has the hit factor. It's just they put him in so many stupid gimmicks.
How's that Macho Man guy?
Oh, you're talking about Damian Sandow. That's another guy that had a lot of potential, still has a lot of potential. He's probably doing the live show circuit, not really doing anything. Another guy that comes to mind is Kurt Hennig's son, Joe Hennig.
Is he actually like finally learning how to wrestle?
No, he can wrestle. That's not the problem. The problem is it's trying to get him a gimmick that'll actually work. And you know, maybe he doesn't need to be his father. Or try to be his father. Maybe he just
or
needs
his grandfather.
Larry the Axe Henning, yeah. Maybe he needs a gimmick that where it works for him. You know, he did win the Intercontinental title a couple of years ago on Father's Day, and that was like a special moment for him because of, you know, his father being a former Intercontinental champion too. And, you know, that was a special moment. And then he tried to pull a Hulk Hogan a ripoff, a spinoff of Hulk Hogan, and he was calling it Axelmania, but it just didn't get over.
That used to be a business that I really enjoyed. It was one of my favorite forms of entertainment, and, you know, just... It's not made for me, you know. It's not made. It's made for children, you know. And I was a kid right when Attitude Era hit. I had all the action figures. They marketed the kids still, so.
I can't wait till the next Dragon Ball Z movie, or you know, they got Dragon Ball Super, the new animated series. So it'll be the first one, and well, you know, we get everything late because it was in Japan.
I have there's two. There's a great website called dubanime.com. Dub anime, they have every Dragon Ball Z thing on there. They have all the series. They got the original series too. They got the spinoff series. They got all the movies. dubanime.com or .net, one of those two. But they have them all on there for download. You can download them. I download Attack of Titan and the Iron Man anime. English dub. So it's all English dub. It's all pretty. It's all, and I'm like, oh man, it's awesome. And then there's a great TV app called Pluto TV. It's got like a bunch of channels. It's for your computer, and you can watch. You can log them in with Facebook, boom, and just watch. They got a variety of different TV shows you can watch. Nothing like mainstream. They got like old TV shows. They got some original stuff. They got pretty good. It's a pretty good site. They use Hulu's feed, which is funny. So
what about Netflix? You know, I don't know if you were a Full House fanatic growing up. I mean, I wasn't, mm-hmm. won't lie. I'm curious.
I was
to
too.
See.
Are you kidding? I used to watch TGIF every Friday night.
Well, I watched TGIF Friday nights for one reason, Daniel Fishel, but
Hey.
Yeah, Daniel Fit. They had, but yeah, the Full House at 8. Boy Meets World at 9.
Girl Meets Boy World is okay, but it's nothing
it's
like the original.
It's a Disney Channel show. That's what it is. It's a Disney Channel show.
Like I said, they don't have enough Danielle, so I'm not too interested. But
and she's playing mother, and Corey's playing the stupid husband, stupid dad, you know, because you got to always have dad.
He's playing the rogue Feeny because he's the teacher. It's all right.
Did anybody see that coming? Did anybody see that coming in the original series? Did anybody see him being a fucking teacher?
No, I saw him being more of a, I don't know, grocery
Maybe
man like his dad was.
Yeah, or, yeah, manager at a grocery store or architect.
Something like that, something complicated. But you knew that him and Topanga were going to get together after that when he locked up to the
they got married on the show. They got married on the show.
Yeah, I've seen every episode.
Yeah, they
dude,
got married.
You don't understand. From the age of 14 to 17, I was obsessed, beyond obsession, with Danielle Fishel. That's all I thought about. Eat, shit, sleep, and Danielle Fishel. I mean, I was part of her. She had a fan club. I mean, she was at one time one of the top 10 hottest female teenage celebrities out there. She was. She was the shit at one time. They used to have a site called CelebritySightings.com, and you pay like $12 a month, and you can get on there with the Java chat, and you can chat with the celebrities. And I actually chatted with her, and they kicked me off of the account because I mentioned what city she lived in. And that was like public information. So then when they were losing money and giving out free accounts, I went on there with a free account, and I talked to her in the private chat, and I was like, hey, look, this is so-and-so from Waco, and I just wanted to apologize for mentioning Calabasas, California. And she's like, well, I appreciate your apology, but if I wanted that information to be public knowledge, then I would.
Dude,
but,
it's not hard.
Know,
let me tell you something. It's not hard to find. Well, I live in California, so it's not hard to fucking find these people. Hell, I used to run into them. I lived in Burbank, where all the studios were. It's not hard to run into a celebrity or a TV actor or.
I was a stalker or anything. My friend was a stalker. I just happened to be friends with the guy, which I'm still friends with today. And go figure, he's a fucking doctor now. But at one time, he was a fucking stalker, and he got all this information. I mean, he would go into back at...
But do you really think you're actually chatting with her? And
I know
with
I was chatting with her, because it was official. It was legit. For real, it was legit. She knows who I am. To this day, she knows who I am.
You still want to hook up with her, don't you?
Oh, God. Every day of my life.
Well, get your shit together.
Well, she's married now, so. Well,
who cares? That's not, you really think that's going to last?
Yeah, the guy, she's like 7 years older to the motherfucker.
You really think that's going to last? You really think he's going to fucking do something and she's going to get pissed and... Dude, she's an actress. The fucking odds of a marriage lasting to an actress.
Her net worth is like $8 million, according to Forbes.
That's not bad. She obviously saved her money.
She went to school and got her bachelor's in psychology, so you know she's not stupid.
Well, I'm ready to end this. I have to go take a. Daniel Sandow.
Oh, okay.
You got what I'm saying?
Yeah, I know exactly what you're saying, man. And nightly mist starting to kick in, so I'm gonna fuck
around.
All right,
man. Nice talking to you. This will be on. They'll be able to hear the after party. So.
As always.
Talk to you later, man.
All right. And all the people that are still listening, if you're listening to this on the download, we'd like to thank you once again for supporting the show. I am Rob Smirnoff Puzzle, and I'm signing off. This has been Smirnoff Live for January 4th, 2016. Don't